What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. What is up?
The dad answer is the sky. But
what's up with you?
Not much. Not much.
Perfect.
We switched the dogs.
Yeah, there you go.
To farmer's dog.
The dog's got a new diet.
Yes, they have a new diet. This is non-sponsored.
Not sponsored. However, if you'd like to sponsor.
Yeah, farmer's dog, if you would like to. But
we can throw them in there.
Everybody always says that after they say something. Not sponsored. But so far, so good. I mean, Archie was a pain because he'd only eat in our bedroom.
As per usual, Archie's a little baby.
Yep. So he'd only eat in the bedroom. And then Kobe caught on to that and said, oh, I know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to take his food from the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, Archie would graze all night long. Yeah. So he'd like wake up, graze some, jump back up on the bed, and fall asleep. Kobe would normally stay downstairs. And then all of a sudden, Kobe figured it out. So Archie would graze and then jump up to go to bed. And Kobe would walk his butt up the stairs.
Trotting himself up.
He'd eat all the rest of the food in the bowl. Archie's not eating enough because he won't eat downstairs. It's his anxiety. So we were like, well, let's try and give him something like really like tempting.
Right.
Like, tempting. I haven't gotten better at pronunciation.
I haven't gotten better than that in the past week.
But so far, so good. I mean, he's standing next to, he's eating at his bowl.
Woo!
So I think this is like a break-in period of like 15 days, 10 days?
Good stuff.
10 or 15 days. But
good
stuff. Yeah, so far, so good. How about you? How are the kitties?
I was literally just going to say, honestly, I got nothing. My cats are great. You know, they were not enjoying the weather that we had. They don't like when it rains and they don't enjoy the thunder. So anytime we've been getting a lot of thunder at night recently, freaks them out. So, but aside from that, they're great. Yeah. I'm good. I got nothing new.
No. What about the pizza dough competition you're joining?
Get the hell out of here. News to me. I was joining a pizza dough competition. Is it okay? I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to come in first, actually. I'm a killer pizza dough maker.
She's the, Em's like the crazy pizza dough spinner that you'd see at the restaurants. Throw it behind
flip
the back.
It. Yeah. Do the whole thing. I could spin it on one finger like a basketball.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, this is delayed news because we're so far ahead when it comes to recording, but the Philadelphia is getting a W team.
We are getting a W team. It's going to be not until I'm 30 years old, but it's coming.
Hold on. What's that, 7 years?
Five.
You're 25?
No, I'm turning 24, but in hindsight, I'll be about 30. Like, I'll literally be about 30, which is just crazy to me. But I'm very excited about it, nonetheless. Took them long enough. I don't know why we haven't had one. We're such a big sports place. Like,
yeah, I don't know about the W, but I know when it comes to, I don't know what the women's soccer league thing is.
Know,
if it's
actually
a WML or WLS?
Yeah, I guess
it will be WLS.
Yeah.
Philadelphia doesn't have one of them.
Right.
Because last time I talked to anybody about it, I found out that the owners who own the New York team also own the rights to the Philadelphia team. So they're not going to let a team.
Right.
They're not going to put a team in Philly.
Yeah.
Because then they would lose fans who were into the New York ones that could live closer to Philly would migrate. Yeah. And then they lose revenue.
That's interesting. Everything is about a dollar.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. You ready for what I have for you this week?
I am ready.
All right. It's kind of an interesting one. It's a little it's a little weird.
As long as it doesn't have anything to do with dolls. Mm. I haven't really been feeling dolls lately.
Well, sorry about your luck.
Great.
In this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about the Island of the Dolls.
Not even one doll. We're talking a whole island of dolls.
Or Island of the Dead Dolls.
That just makes it worse.
Right? The Island of the Dolls is located just south of Mexico City between the canals of Xochimilco. Xochimilco canals are part of the last big lake that remained in this area. Historically, this whole area was surrounded by lakes, and the cities developed on islands. It is a place very special to Mexican culture and history. One of the magnificent novelties of agriculture that the Aztecs had made was the chinampas, the floating gardens, artificial islands that allow high efficiency in crop cultivation on shallow beds of lakes. This area has thousands of people, but the small island that we're talking about today is home to hundreds of terrifying dolls.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Woo! They're all, like, still in their boxes, not creepy.
No, of course. Of course, right. They're in perfect, pristine condition. They're gorgeous. I would give my child this baby doll. An island covered with decaying old dolls strung up in trees is creepy enough on its own before I even give you the dark origin story.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that there's an island of just dolls hanging out.
Yeah, it's creepy around. Without the history. It's yeah. Creepy without the backstory. But I'm going to give it to you anyway, because who would I be if I didn't? The story of the Island of the Dolls is entwined with the story of Don Julian Santana Barrera. Long name.
Yeah, say that 3 times fast.
Right. He was a native. He left his wife and family sometime in the mid-20th century to isolate himself on an island on Tishalulu Lake. His reasons for doing so are unknown, but soon became clear. Santana Barrera was not necessarily of sound mind. Not long after relocating to the island, he made a chilling discovery on the shore. The body of a young girl drowned in the lake. A doll came floating down the canal shortly afterward, changing the course of his life and the shape of the island for years to come. He was deeply religious and superstitious. He believed that if the little girl was not buried, he thought that the girl's spirit would come back and haunt the island. So he took her lifeless body and buried her on his island in a shallow grave, not knowing who she was or where she came from. He then took the doll and hung it from a nearby tree so the spirit of the deceased girl could play in the afterlife.
That's a lot.
Well, there are actually many doubts surrounding this legend, the biggest doubt being the reality of the little girl who died. Many people, even including his own family, didn't believe that he ever found the girl, although whether they believe he made it up, imagined the experience, or somehow was just mistaken is unclear. What is clear is that whether the girl existed or not, he devoted the rest of his life to her. According to those close to him, it was as if he was driven by some unseen force that completely changed him. So he's taking care of the island, doing all the farming and whatnot, but he can't help but notice there's a string of weird things starting to happen around him. He sort of brushes it off, until one day, while standing on the shore, he saw a doll floating down the canal. But it wasn't just one. All of a sudden, a bunch of dolls are now floating down the canal, and he decides he can't overlook this one, it's too weird. So now he's convinced that the spirit of the little girl is now summoning more dolls. Could you just, like, imagine, though? Like, you're just chilling, like, on your little island. Like, nobody else is here but you. Like, it's secluded. And just a bunch of little, like, dolls just come floating. Yeah. What do you mean? How do you explain that? Like, that's crazy.
I don't know how you explain it.
Right. It was then that the weird instances that he had rushed off before got worse. He started to hear voices. And it became clear to him that the little girl's presence was more apparent than ever. The voices began to scream right into his face while he slept. He heard footsteps when he was very much alone and isolated on this island.
I'm assuming the island's probably got sand, too. So to hear footsteps on sand.
Yeah, you would see, like, if there was other people on the island, you'd come out, you're in foot. Where are their footprints? He said that over time the voices started to intensify and it began to torture him. So, for the next 50 years, he would scrounge dolls from the trash and the ones from the canals that would just ever so slightly, once in a while, just wash up in the water.
That makes his island even more creepy that he's just picking dolls out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah, some he would go get, like, from, like, trash. Like, he would leave and, like, go, like, collect these dolls, but, like, also the ones that would just, like, show up in the water just from the stream. It's crazy.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But he would hang them from the island's many trees. Some he'd hang whole, others in various states of despair. Headless, torso-less, or taken apart in other ways.
Can you explain to me how he would hang torso-less?
You could just have you ever seen a baby doll? Oh, well, torso-less, I guess.
Yeah, where are the arms and legs and head connected?
I don't know. Well, I guess if you connect the...
connect the limbs to the strings?
Yeah, without like the middle part of it. Because the middle part of a baby doll, sometimes it's like stuffed. Like, it's not always like the hard plastic. I don't know. You never know.
It would have to be. I mean, you could just do different heights too. Right, like the head, you could dangle at one height, and the arms are a little lower, and the legs are the lowest.
He's like makeshifting, like little like the puppets. and perhaps creepiest of all, to me at least, even the end of his life had clear ties to the story of the drowned little girl with her doll. In 2001, his nephew came to the island to help his uncle as they finished in the canal. Barrara, who is now 80 years old, sang passionately, claiming that mermaids in the water were calling for him. Now, mind you, I kind of just, like, brushed over it. He was not in his right mind when he came to this island by himself, you know? So he's not all there.
Like, no.
Not that I'm discrediting, like, his, like, what he's seeing and, like, all that, but, like, I feel like that's also important to note. So, like, some of this does sound, like, a little far-fetched, but he wasn't all there, so.
Yeah, he.
He had a lot going on.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on.
The nephew left briefly, and upon his return, found Barrara dead from a heart attack, face down, you guessed it, in the exact place he said that he had always seen the little girl.
I can't believe they guessed it.
You guessed it.
That's pretty good. You guys are great.
Shut up. After his death, his family opened the island to the public in response. Tourists began flocking to the island to pay tribute. They brought dolls of their own, and to this day, people honor both Santana Barrara and the girl, whether she was real or not, by hanging up dolls in tribute. In addition to the hundreds of dolls, the grounds have three huts and a small museum with articles from local newspapers about both the island and Barrara. The grave of Santana Barrara is also on the island. In the one-room hut Barrara slept in, the first doll he collected is displayed, as well as Augustina, who is his favorite doll.
How do they know what the first doll he collected was?
Well, I'm going to go with the first doll was the one that came down with the little girl, because that's, like, the first one that he took. I'm going to say that he didn't, like, he probably kept, well, no, because it said that he hung it with, he hung it, like, above her grave. So I guess they know that it's that one. That one,
because of the, yeah.
Well, the grave that you may or may, why didn't we just check to see if there was actually a girl buried there? Can they do that?
I don't know, because, like, some people,
But like,
it's kind of like you let them rest.
Yeah. But wouldn't that solve the mystery of, like, well, did he actually find this little girl or is he just crazy?
I don't know.
Just a thought. I don't know.
I don't know if you know. I don't know. Arch, do you know?
Archie?
He's only been on this earth for a year, so he doesn't know.
Today, there are, get this, there are about 4,000 dolls on the island.
Nope.
4,000! Nope. Like, that's insane.
Aren't you going there next week?
Oh, yeah. I booked a boat ride over, actually, because you can only get there by boat. I was going to say I booked a plane or a train.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Oh, yeah. Not surprisingly, there's even a Guinness World Record for the island. It's the largest collection of haunted dolls. I'm sure Annabelle would have a field day over there. Could you imagine?
Jeez. Her, that whole tour that she's on right now.
Don't even get me started. Again, I don't even want to talk about it.
This episode's a few weeks. Going to be by the time this comes out, we'll be way behind. But the whole Annabelle story in Gettysburg with PA. And,
absolutely astronomically crazy. Wild. But like I said earlier, if the dolls alone aren't creepy enough, the weather conditions, jungle creatures, and vegetation started taking over the dolls.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Their eyes turned milky white or simply just disappeared, leaving black holes. Their hair got tangled with huge cobwebs, and limbs would just come off. Black mold would eat its way into their faces, turning them into literal creatures of hell. They look horrifying.
You need to put some good pictures up of this.
I promise you there is enough. I will post those. Many believe that the dolls are inhabited by ghosts and not just the one from the little girl. Some have seen the dolls move their heads, wink, and even talk. This happened when Zach Baggins and his Ghost Adventures crew visited the island. One of the dolls started talking with its mechanical voice. It had clearly been up there for many years, so the batteries had to have been dead for a while, but it sounds absolutely horrifying.
I think I've seen that episode.
You probably have. And, like, you know how baby dolls talk. Like, they have, like, the little, like, but, like, imagine, like, and you know how it sounds when their batteries are dying. horrid. Mm-hmm. Like, I absolutely hate it. Professional photographer Cindy Vasco visited the island in 2015 and called it the creepiest place that she's ever visited. She says the journey began through maze lake canals surrounded by lush greenery and singing birds, but soon her boat was slowed down by a swarm of lily pads and the canal felt ominously silent.
Whoa, that's like... that's like the movie where they say the title of the movie into the... Yeah, I see what you did there.
At the end of the journey, the boat turned along a bend in the waterway, and she was struck by a surreal vision of hundreds, maybe thousands, of dolls hanging from trees on the tiny island. She says that it was something like out of a horror movie. Obviously, it's said that the dolls move independently at night and come out to play, sing, and even dance among nature.
I mean... I'll give you the moving. There's wind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and wind especially if they're, thing. Like, on the... But, like, seeing that from, like, an outsider, like, I don't know how tiny little strings are, it probably does look like they're dancing.
Like, I mean, it, like, depending upon the time of day and everything, yeah. I'm sure, but... I don't know. I had to debunk that to wind.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're gonna... Look, if you get on the island and then all of a sudden they're all strung up just hanging there, and the next thing you know, they're not...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, now we got, okay.
Now we got something to talk about.
But I feel like it's still creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just to think of, like, seeing, like, a bunch of little dolls, like, it's terrifying.
It has a sinister feel.
For sure. Places like the Island of the Dolls instill fear due to the association of places like this with unknown and uncanny feelings. The dolls themselves, with their lifeless eyes and decaying bodies, speak to deep-seated fears of lifeless objects coming to life. Very uncanny valley. Like, this is fascinating, but it's also very scary to me. The feeling of dread is also further enhanced by this setting being so spooky and having a very creepy history of the island. A little side note that I found while doing my research on the island is that there's actually an urban legend that resides in the canals of Xochimilco. La Llorona, the Weeping Woman. The story says that she's a spirit who has to walk around the canals looking for her kids. People say that they can hear her crying at night, giving them a spooky feeling. Locals sometimes talk about seeing her ghost in white by the water. While it's not tied directly to the Island of the Dolls, I thought it was an interesting little side note of the surrounding areas. Just adds a little...
You always have to have a woman in white.
Yeah, duh. It's so sad, though. Like, she's wandering the canals looking for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Typically, a woman in white is sad.
Yeah. True. Mm-hmm. It's usually a bride.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm.
Typically at a hotel.
Yeah, well, they're always at a hotel. So I'm sure everyone listening, and especially Nick, wants to know what this place looks like today and how can you get there, right? You're like on the edge of your seat. You just gotta know.
If I could get any closer to the edge of my seat, I'd be on the floor.
So you start at the Embarco Comunicado, one of the main docking points in Xochimilco. You hire a Transgenera, which is a colorful... flat-bottomed gondola-style boat. Ask the boat opera. Ask the goat opera singer.
So you have to sing opera to the guy. I don't know what you're doing.
Ask the boat operator which ones. Right? Took me so long. Ask the boat operator which ones will be stopping at the Isle de la Magus. The journey should take between 1 to 2 hours, and a round trip should cost around $100. Make sure to let your boat operator know that you want to go to the real Doll Island. Over the years, several other imitation doll islands have popped up in the canal, but there is only one true Isle of the Dolls.
Mm.
As of today, the island is still owned by the Santarabar's great nephew, and he says he sometimes sees some shadows in the night with the moonlight. As for what will happen to the island when he dies, he says, "The ownership I leave to the dead." I don't know who's going to take it over it after he passes on, but he's leaving it to the dolls. Mm-hmm. The dolls are just going to inhabit the island.
Yep. Just let them have it.
Yeah. Shit.
It's like that...
It's their island.
It's like that Plaza de Ario in Italy.
Yes. Just
let them have it.
Let them have it.
Whatever it is there, let it have it.
It's all yours.
Mm-hmm.
If you've listened this far, I highly suggest looking up a video walkthrough of the Island of the Dolls, because talking about it simply does not do it a justice. Like, I'm sure you have an idea. I feel like I can just feel the off-puttingness of the dolls.
Yeah, this is even like a weird thing. This is like, this is one of those episodes where I feel like a sage would be necessary after this.
Yes, I feel the same.
Well, you get to go home.
I do get to go home. The archives are in your basement. So.
Yeah, so.
All the creepy stuff. Well, lucky for you, Frank likes to sage.
Yeah.
It's funny because did she only start saging because we started doing this?
Yeah.
I love that, honestly. She's on top of it.
Let me tell you, we did, when we recorded Lollary Mansion, mm-hmm. I was on edge the rest of that night.
Yeah.
And we recorded it, like, early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there like, something's off. Something is watching me.
Anytime we do one with, like, a curse or, like, anything like that, I'm like, mm-hmm. I really should, like, go get my spirit cleansed now. Like, yeah, that about wraps it up for me and my doll island. I thought, like, I could not let a place like this exist and not have one of us talk about it.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah.
In so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
And my side note, my mom, when I was little, actually when my mom was little, my mom was like obsessed with those porcelain dolls, and apparently my mom was the only one who like showed interest in it. Like, your mom could have cared less. Aunt Kimmy didn't really care. My mom was like obsessed with these porcelain dolls. They're all still sitting in the basement that I reside in right now. I absolutely hate every single second of it. Where are you going? What are you doing? I don't like it. No, don't you dare pull out a doll, Nicholas! Literally just pulls a doll out of nowhere. Oh my god, she's terrifying.
There's another one.
I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Did you take a picture for Instagram?
Yeah, actually, that's crazy. I did not expect him to pull out a whole doll. What do you mean she was literally just sitting here the whole time we're talking? Okay. Well, now that you guys have that image, I'll show you the doll that Nick just pulled out of the archives that I didn't know was residing down here. That was crazy. I was not expecting that. He literally just got up out of nowhere. I'm like mid-sentence. I said, where are you going?
All right, I'm back.
To pull out his scary doll that's been listening to this story.
There's a second one. It's just the second one's in the box.
Whew. All right, well, I hope they enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, if those things come out, like, I don't know. That thing is up like in the middle of the basement. That should be...
That would be insane.
If I really wanted to freak me out.
Seriously.
She would come down here and like put the doll in the middle of the room where I come down in the morning to grab like a work shirt or something. I'd be like, Jesus God.
That was crazy. I was not expecting you to pull out a doll.
I knew it would be good.
That was good. Were you holding on to that this whole time? Did you know it was down here?
No, you just said
the porcelain doll thing
with my mom. And I was like, oh, I have two of them.
Yeah. So there's just a bunch of dolls in my basement and in your basement.
Yeah.
We probably should have thought this one through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wraps it up. So I hope we see you guys next week.
Yeah. Yeah. If we don't report next week, you might worry. Yeah, ask the dolls.
Ask the dolls what happened. But if you enjoyed this, please make sure to follow us on all of our social medias, the Ominous Archives.
Yeah, give us ratings. Yes. We enjoy ratings.
Yes, ratings, comments, share it with a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yep, have your pets listen.
Yeah, honestly, but we love all the animals.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your own story that you would like to share about any haunted dolls, or perhaps you've been to the Island of the Dolls, you can email us at ominousarchives@gmail.com.
Or follow us on any of our socials, The Ominous Archives. And a lot of these episodes wouldn't have been able to be here if it wasn't for Sam.
Yes.
So we would like to thank Sam. She has her own podcast called Scare Me Sam, where she goes over some horror and thriller books. So if you were in the market, go check them out. And you can also go and visit her blog at scaremesam.com. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
That's it,
guys. Don't forget to come back, because we're going to keep diving into more strange and haunted places and locations and all kinds of different things here in the Ominous Archives. See ya.
See ya.